愿大家平安。
Peace be with you all.
我想在这一次灵会当中，用腓立比书跟大家来互相学习。
During this convocation, I'd like to share with you from the Book of Philippians.
腓立比书是保罗在监狱中写的书信。
Philippians was an epistle written by Paul in his imprisonment.
保罗为着福音被下监带捆锁。
For the sake of the gospel, Paul was in chains and in prison.
这也差不多是他做圣工最后的一段期间。
And at this time, it was the final stage of his ministry.
离开他第一次到腓立比去开拓大概十年以上。
And it had been at least 10 years since he first came to Philippi to preach the gospel.
那腓立比书有一个很重要的字眼，就是喜乐。
An important keyword in Philippians is joy.
他所处的环境是在监狱。
Paul was in prison.
这是身不由己的地方。
He was in a place that had no freedom.
但是他所充满的心境是喜乐。
But his heart was filled with joy.
我们自从9月11号的事件以后。
Since the September 11th incident.
我们常常听到人在谈论这件事情。
People have always been discussing this matter.
特别对美国土生土长的一些长大的一些人青年。
Especially among the young people who grew up here.
没有经历过越战。
They've never been through the Vietnam War.
也更没有经过韩战。
They've never been to the Korean War.
更没有经过第二次世界大战。
They've never been to the Second World War.
是在很舒服的环境里面长大。
They have grown up in a very comfortable environment.
在美国本土里面从来没有战争达到这个地方。
No war has ever reached the American soil.
也从来没有一个灾难是这么大的。
And no calamity has ever been this great.
所以给大家一个很大的震撼。
So it was a great shock to the nation.
似乎这只是开始，并不是结束。
But it's only the beginning, not the end.
所以很多人就会在思考这个问题。
Many people begin to ponder this question.
我们开始在坐飞机，感觉到很多的不便。
When we get on the airplane, we feel a lot of inconvenience.
坐上了飞机，有时候心里没有安全感。
And we feel insecure when we're on the plane.
所以我们看现在坐飞机的人大概减少一半以上。
So now the passengers have reduced by at least half.
没有安全感。
People feel insecure.
再加上一些这个有 anthrax 这件事情。
And besides the hijacking, is the threat of anthrax.
让每一个人人心惶惶。
So everyone is in suspense.
有的人连高楼大厦都不敢进去。
Some people dare not even enter high-rise buildings.
每天好像活在恐惧里面。
They live in constant fear.
当你收到信件，你在怀疑这里面是不是有什么细菌。
When you receive a letter, you wonder whether there's anthrax in there.
所以似乎一天之中，我们活在美国很平安、很舒服的环境，好像改变了很多。
So just overnight, this comfortable and secure nation seems to become an anxious nation.
那在这个时候，我们来思想这个腓立比书，可能对我们有一些帮助。
In times like these, it may help us to consider Philippians.
这个环境我们不能够改变。
We cannot change our environment.
但是心境可以改变。
But we can change our hearts.
心境如果改变，我们再来看环境就不一样。
When our hearts have been changed, we will look at our environment differently.
有时候环境是神刻意的安排。
Sometimes our surroundings are under God's arrangement.
但是当神安排让我们遇到我们所不愿意面对的环境。
And when we're in a surrounding in which we do not like to face.
神常常愿意装备我们，帮助我们有一个喜乐的心境来面对。
God is willing to help us and equip us with a heart of joy to face these surroundings.
今天如果我们在监牢里面。
Suppose we are in prison today.
你写信出去。
And you wrote a letter.
请问你写的会写什么？
What would you write in that letter?
我记得有一个姐妹平常讲话很乐观。
I know a sister who was very optimistic in everything she said.
忽然因为事情被关到监牢里面去。
And suddenly, because of an incident, she was put in jail.
她打电话到我家。
She called me at home.
我从她的声音里面我发现
From her voice, I realized that how desperately she needs someone to help pray for her. She said, send me all the articles from our church publication.
可以想象中在监牢里面,
you can imagine how lonely she must be in the prison.
在监牢里面,
how much despair she experienced in prison.
在监牢里面,
how much she needed God in the jail.
但是保罗当时所下的监牢跟我们现在监牢不能比。
But the prison that Paul was in cannot compare it to the prisons today.
那个时候是监牢是刑罚用的。
The prisons back then were for torture.
我们现在的监牢有一点是用来感化用的, 矫正用的。
But the jails today are more like correctional institutions.
这个是比较不一样的地方。
That's the difference.
那保罗在这个监牢里面他能够欢欢喜喜的。
Paul was able to rejoice in prison.
而且他写出来的书信充满着喜乐。
And his letters were filled with joy.
从开始第一章到最后一章充满着喜乐。
From the first chapter to the last chapter, he wrote with joy.
那这个到底在讲什么?
What does that indicate?
这个在讲保罗生命的成长。
It indicates that Paul was growing spiritually.
真的基督的生命在他里面长大。
The life of Christ had matured in him.
所以他才能够在患难当中充满着喜乐。
That's why he was able to have joy in affliction.
因此我们今天要面对这个外面一直在变化的环境。
We have to face the constantly changing environment.
不会失去平安跟喜乐的心。
How can we not lose a sense of peace and joy?
只有一条路。
There's only one way.
就是要追求基督的生命在我们里面成长。
We need to seek the growth of Jesus, the life of Jesus Christ.
要追求神住在我们里面。
We need to seek God, God's life in us.
所以有时候虽然环境你不能改变。
Even though we cannot change our surroundings.
但是我们的喜乐平安。 还是一样,
but our joy and peace can remain constant.
保罗在诗篇，摩西在诗篇里面这样说。
Moses wrote in the Psalms.
我们来看诗篇的90篇。
Please read Psalm 90.
诗篇的90篇。
Psalm 90.
第14节。
Verse 14.
求你使我们早早保得你的慈爱，好叫我们一生一世。
Satisfy us in the morning with your unfailing love that we may sing for joy and be glad all our days. How can we rejoice all our days? We need to be satisfied by God's unfailing love. Paul says, we rejoice even in suffering. That indicates a very high spiritual level. Joy in the midst of sufferings. Because suffering produces perseverance. And perseverance, character. And character, hope.
所以患难中会欢欢喜喜的第一个原因就是能够看到患难所带给我们的好处。
So for the first reason for joy in suffering is to see the benefits we reap from suffering.
如果911的事件我们能够看到它所能够带给我们的好处,
if we can see the benefits that the September 11th incident has brought us,
那这件事情也可以让我们有感谢的心来接受,
then we will accept this incident with thanksgiving.
所以到底这件事情对我们这个不好的事情对我们有什么正面的影响?
What positive impact did this tragedy have on us?
这是我们需要思想一个问题。
That's a question we must think about.
所以保罗就在讲这个患难带给人的好处。
Paul speaks of the benefits of suffering.
生忍耐, 忍耐生老练, 老练生盼望。
It produces perseverance, character, and hope.
这个老练翻作 character, 你经历患难之后, 你这个人的 品德个性就不一样。
After you go through sufferings, your characters are different.
所以人在这个患难当中，常常使一个人更加的成熟。
So sufferings makes a person mature.
所以我们在经历患难人对事情的看法跟反应都不太一样。
A person will look at things and react to things differently after he suffers.
那再来保罗就提到。
And Paul continues.
这个患难中有神的爱浇灌在我们心里面。
to talk about the outpouring of God's love to us in suffering.
盼望不至于羞耻。
Hope does not disappoint us.
因为圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们心里面。
For the Holy Spirit pours out the love of God into our hearts.
所以人在患难当中, 如果有神的爱在他里面,
if God's love is in our hearts in our sufferings,
真的他感觉到, 神很爱他,
if we feel that God is truly loving,
那就是摩西所说的,
then we will experience what Moses said.
用你的慈爱来满足我。
Satisfy us with your unfailing love.
让我能够喜乐。
So I may be, sing and be glad.
诗篇90篇的15节
Psalm 90 verse 5
说照你使我们受苦的日子和我们遭难的累岁叫我们喜乐
第五节
15节
oh, verse 15 make us glad as many days as you have afflicted us
人在苦难当中 的力量就是喜乐
the source of our strength in sufferings is joy
所以苦难如果能够喜乐 苦难就不可怕
If we can rejoice in suffering, sufferings do not need to intimidate us.
所以在苦难中怎么样能够有喜乐的心, 这是最重要一个功课。
So it's the most important lesson to learn to be joyful in suffering.
在苦难当中能够喜乐, 这就是我们灵性的一个指标。
Being able to rejoice in sufferings is our spiritual aim.
平常很顺利, 你过着很喜乐, 这很自然的。
It's natural to be happy when things are going well.
但是苦难中能够喜乐, 这是不平常。
But it is extraordinary to be joyful in suffering.
所以圣经里面在提到哈巴谷先知,
the Bible tells us about the prophet Habakkuk.
这个哈巴谷先知是一个灵性相当高的一个先知。
The prophet Habakkuk was had a noble spirituality.
我们怎么知道?
How do we know that?
我们现在看哈巴谷书。
Let's turn to the book of Habakkuk.
第三章。
Chapter 3.
17节
Verse 17
虽然无花果树不发旺葡萄树不结果子橄榄树不效力田地不出粮食圈中的羊绝了羊棚中也没有牛 18节
18
然而我要因主而欢心因救我的神而喜乐 19节
19
主神是我的力量他我的脚快如母鹿的蹄 又说隐形在高处，哈巴谷那个时候啊，大患难将要来到。
During the time of Habakkuk, calamity was impending.
因为以色列百姓得罪神，不愿意悔改。
The Israelites sinned against God and were unwilling to repent.
神所差派的先知，他们不但不接受他的警告，反而逼迫了先知。
They refused the prophet's warnings and even persecuted them.
所以神就允许外族要来攻打他们。
So God allowed the foreign nations to attack Israel and to bring them into exile.
啊,
so the situation then is much worse than today's.
但是哈巴谷说,
but Habakkuk says,
我要因为神而欢心,
I will rejoice in the Lord and be joyful in my God.
所以神在他心里面, 这就是他喜乐的来源。
God was in him, and that was the source of his joy.
就是他面对那个大难要来临之前的一股力量。
Even in the face of calamity, he had strength.
所以我们在腓立比书里面, 保罗在监牢里面充满着喜乐,充满着感谢, 可以看到他灵性的成熟。
Paul was filled with joy and thanksgiving even in prison, and that indicates his spiritual maturity.
所以今天如果我们属灵上有在长进,
Today, if we're growing spiritually,
虽然我们遇到这个911的事件
Despite the September 11th incident
我们的平安我们的喜乐并没有减少
Our joy and our peace should not diminish
因为神住在我们里面是不改变的
Because the God who lives in us does not change
但是如果一个事情发生
Suppose an incident happens
我们就惊慌就忧虑就没有喜乐
And we panic and we worry and have no joy
这表示我们还需要追求
That just shows that we still need to work on our spirituality.
It
just means that we are still immature.
Let's read Philippians
chapter
1.
Philippians chapter
1. 这个第一章的开头在提到保罗的感谢,
the opening of the letter tells us about Paul's thanksgiving and prayer.
那在第一章里面我们可以看到保罗的想念
In the first chapter, we read about Paul's longing.
请看第三节,
verse 3.
我每逢想念你们, 就感谢我的神。
I thank my God every time I remember you.
保罗已经离开菲利比10年以上。
Paul had been away from Philippi for at least 10 years.
菲利比信徒也不是他的亲戚, 也不是他的朋友。
The Philippian believers were not his family members or friends.
但是离开了10年, 他还是很想念他们。
But even 10 years later, he still longed for them.
那到底这个想念是从哪里来?
Where does this remembrance come from?
我们看第八节。
Verse 8.
我体会耶稣基督的心肠, 切切想念你们众人。 这是神可以给我做见证的。
God can testify how I long for all of you with the affection of Christ Jesus.
所以原来保罗的心呢, 有基督的心肠在里面。
Paul had the affection of Jesus Christ.
那基督的心肠是什么?
What is the affection of Jesus Christ?
就是爱,
love.
因此一个人被基督的爱所充满, 一个很重要的特性, 就是他常常会想念教会的信徒。
When a person is filled with the love of Christ, he will always long for the believers in church.
你比方说一个人离开家里,
suppose you are away from home.
有一个传道说, 你可以派我出去, 但是不要超过4个礼拜。
A preacher asked not to be assigned away from home for longer than 4 weeks.
我怎么不能超过4个礼拜?
So I asked, why not longer than 4 weeks?
也很想家。
He said, I miss home very much.
当然你再派长他也会去啊。
Of course, if you ask him to go longer, he would go.
但是到了第四个礼拜, 他就很想家。
But starting on the fourth week, he will miss home very much.
这个是人的一个本性。
That's human instinct.
因为我们你爱哪一个人，你就会想念那个人。
If you love someone, you will miss that person.
如果不想念了，那就有问题了。
If you don't miss that person, then that something is wrong.
因为你的心不在那个人身上。
Because you're no longer thinking about that person.
所以有时候我们工作一天完了，最想念就是回家。
After a day's hard work, we want to go home as quickly as possible. Because there is love at home. So we long to go home.
如果家里面没有爱，可能就不会想念了。
If there is no love at home, we will not miss home.
所以保罗离开菲利比已经10年了。
Paul was away from Philippi for 10 years.
我有基督的心肠，切切想念你们众人。
But he still longed for them with the affection of Jesus Christ.
有时候一个信徒很久没有来教会。
A believer may not have attended church for a long time.
你跟他谈话,
and you talk to them.
他都不会提到教会,
they don't talk about church.
也不会想念,
they don't miss church at all.
这个就是在讲神的爱在他心中已经渐渐消失。
This just means that God's love had diminished in him.
因为你不会想念, 你不会想要来。
They don't want to come to church. They don't remember the church.
你想念你就会想来。
If you remember the church, you will want to be here.
看到教会弟兄怎么就很高兴。
You will rejoice when you see brethren in church.
因为有爱, 所以你看到会很高兴。
Because of the love of God in you.
所以有时候我们, 做过父母的, 你到学校里面去接小孩子。
As parents, when you pick up your children at school,
你看那个小孩子很多一个一个出来。
There are many children who come out of school.
你都没有什么感觉。
You have no feelings for them.
但是你看到有一个小孩子出来, 你就很高兴。
But when one particular kid shows up, you get excited.
那为什么这么多小孩子出来, 你没有感觉?
Why do you have no feeling for those other kids?
另外一个出来, 你就会笑。
But you smile when you see this one kid.
因为那一个是你所爱的。
This is because you love that particular kid.
同样是小孩子。
They are all kids.
因为一个是你爱的, 你看了就很高兴。
But because you love this particular kid, you rejoice.
所以教会弟兄姊妹也是一样。
The same is true for our brothers and sisters.
我们来到教会, 看到彼此会觉得很高兴。
When we see each other in church, we should rejoice.
这个叫做家庭。
Because this is one family.
主耶稣的家庭。
This is the family of Jesus Christ.
我们大家有 主的爱在里面,
the love of Christ is among us.
所以我们看到会很高兴。
That's why we are glad to see each other.
我记得有一个姐妹, 她被安排去煮饭。
A sister was assigned to cook in the kitchen.
她就跑到会堂里面来算人数。
She came to the chapel to count the heads.
她告诉我, 好高兴啊。
She told me how happy she was.
因为她算来算去, 今天会堂坐满了。
Because she noticed that the chapel was filled.
我们知道煮饭很辛苦。
It is hard to cook in the kitchen. That's why sometimes it's difficult to assign people to cook.
人越多越辛苦，你要煮越多。
The more people, the harder you have to work.
他应该是看到人很少，很高兴，今天小猫两三只，我随便炒一炒就好了。
She should have rejoiced when she saw very few people, because she didn't have to cook that hard.
但是他看到人很多，他很高兴。
But she rejoiced when she saw the chapel was filled.
因为基督的爱在那里面。
Because the love of Christ was in her.
他看到弟兄姊妹很喜欢到教会里面来敬拜神，他觉得很高兴。
She was so happy to see brothers and sisters wanting to come to church to worship.
这个就是保罗的喜乐。
This is the joy of Paul.
想念弟兄姊妹，看到弟兄姊妹欢欢喜喜的。
He longed for the brothers and sisters, and he rejoiced at the thought of seeing them.
所以是基督的爱将我们圈在一起。
The love of Christ brings us together.
今天如果不是基督的爱,
if it wasn't for the love of Christ,
我们就不会在这个地方。
We would not be here today.
因此信徒跟信徒之间的关系,
therefore, the relationship between brothers and sisters,
不是世俗的,
is not a secular one.
是, 不是, 是属灵的,
it is spiritual.
这是我们常常要记得的一点。
That is something we always need to keep in our mind.
所以在以弗所书里面保罗这样说。
Paul says in Philippians.
我们看以弗所，以弗所书第四章。
Please read chapter 4 of Philippians.
十六节。
Verse 16.
以弗所书第四章的十六节。
Philippians 4:16.
全身都靠他联络的四章十六。
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 16.
十五节啊。
Verse 15.
唯用爱心说诚实话。凡事长进，连于元首基督。十六节。
16。
全身都靠他联络得合适，百节各按各职，照着个体的功用彼此相助，便在身体渐渐增长，在爱中建立自己。这个地方说，我们要凡事长进，到最后连于元首基督。
We should all grow up into Him who is the head, that is Christ.
就是我们长进，就是要跟主耶稣联合。
We grow so that we can unite with Christ.
然后十六节说，全身要靠他联络的合适。
16, the whole body should join together.
什么叫做靠耶稣联络合适？
To join together in Christ. What does that mean?
要靠基督的心肠把我们连在一起。
It means we need to be bound by the love of Christ.
也就是靠神的爱把我们圈在一起。
It is the love of Christ, the love of God that binds us.
因为我记得有一本书在描写一个牧师要替青年证道。证婚了。
In a book, the author described how a pastor was officiating a wedding.
要结婚之前都问他们有没有吵过架。
And before he officiated the wedding, he would ask the couple, "Have you ever argued?"
他说没有。
If the response was no,
他没有说你们婚礼不要这么举行了，早慢一点再来。
And he would say, "Maybe you should wait."
吵过架了，再来结婚。
You should come and get married after you have gotten into arguments.
那他为什么这样讲呢？
Why did he say that?
人活在世界上，意见不同是难免的。
He said it is natural for people have different opinions.
但是当你们两个吵过架之后，你们能不能恢复那个关系？
The important question is, are you able to restore your relationship after an argument?
那个就证明你们是不是真的彼此相爱。
That will prove whether you are truly in love.
因为爱能够超越意见的不同。
Love goes beyond and goes above our differences.
爱能够使人解决问题有更正面的方法。
Love provides constructive solutions to problems.
常常家庭里面也是这样。
This is true in our family.
这个家庭里面很难避免说没有不同的意见。
It is unavoidable to have arguments or differences in the family.
但是如果不同的意见以后，家庭就散掉了。
But if, as a result, the family breaks apart.
这个就是因为缺乏真正的爱。
Then that means it has no love.
如果爱非常的充足，
if love is abundant in the family,
在不同的意见里面，到最后还是合一的。
And they can still resolve their differences.
因为他们之间有很强的一个把他们绑在一股力量。
Because there is a strong cord that binds the family members together.
就是爱。
And that cord is love.
所以这个家庭关系最圆满的一个家庭，就是有神的爱充满的一个家庭。
So the most happy family is the family with God's love.
那教会也是一样。
The same is true in church.
这个教会人伦之间的教会信徒之间的关系不是世俗的。
Our interactions or relationships in the church are not secular.
所谓世俗就是要有共同的利益。
By secular, I mean having this common interest.
就是我们现在是做生意，我们是伙伴。
For example, when you do a business with a partner,
哦, 所以这就是共同的利益,
you have a common interest,
哦, 或者有共同的兴趣,
or having the same kind of hobbies.
哦, 好像说, 你有特别的什么特别的兴趣,
suppose you have particular likings for something.
你喜欢打牌, 或者说你喜欢游泳,
if you like to play cards or swim,
共同的兴趣, 所以我们在一起,
you get together with those who like to do the same things.
也不是因为有什么利害关系,
and it's not necessarily because of profit.
这个都是处于世界的,
all these are secular relationships.
我们教会的弟兄姊妹的关系是建在属灵的,
but our relationship in church is built on spiritual things.
因为有相同的道,
because we have the same word,
有相同的理,
same spirit,
有神的爱充满在我们里面,
and we have the love of God in us.
因此我们在我们教会里面有一个很特别的感觉,
so we have this special sentiment in church.
就是你到全世界的真耶稣教会,
it doesn't matter where you go in the true Jesus church around the world,
跪下来祷告,
when you pray,
你就觉得好像在家里面,
you will feel right at home.
我从1983年到非洲去,
in 1983 I went to Africa.
我记得有一次到赖比瑞亚去,
once I visited Liberia.
那个教会的全职工人跟信徒到了机场敲锣打鼓在那里欢迎,
the ministers and the church members came to the airport to welcome us with drums and music.
我看了就很高兴,
I rejoiced at seeing them.
这个高兴不是说我很想来,
but that didn't mean that I like to go to Africa.
看到他们就很高兴,
but I just felt happy when I saw them.
那在那里六个礼拜,
I spent 6 weeks there.
要回家了,
and I was about to go home.
他们就送我们到机场,
and they sent me to the airport.
要离开的时候就心里觉得有一点怀念,
and before I left them, I felt that I would miss them.
那你说我再想要再住下去吗? 也不是,
well, if you ask me to stay longer in Africa, I probably wouldn't want to.
就是要离开的时候就有一点怀念,
But I just felt that I missed the brothers and sisters there.
那后来我就是想为什么这个样子?
So I wondered why I had that feeling.
因为我们在一起聚会,
because we gathered together to worship.
一直在一起享受神的恩典,
we enjoyed the love of God together.
大家被神的灵充满,
we were all filled with the Spirit of God.
所以有神的爱在我们当中,
so God's love was present among us.
所以你看到会高兴,
yes, that's why I rejoice at seeing them.
离开会想念,
and I missed them when I left.
这个就是保罗跟对腓立比教会信徒的一种心境,
this was the heart of Paul towards the Philippians.
使他们, 保罗常常想念他们,
that's why Paul always remembered them.
因为有基督的心肠在他们里面,
he loved them with the affection of Jesus Christ.
我们再看第七节,
let's read chapter 1 verse 7.
腓立比书第一章第七节,
Philippians 1 verse 7.
我为你们众人常常有这样的意念, 原是应当的, 因为你们常在我心里面, 无论我是在捆锁中, 是在辨明证实福音的时候, 都与我一同得恩。 这里保罗说, 我为你们众人有这个意念原是应当你们常常在我心里面,
it is right for me to feel this way about all of you, since you, I always have you in my heart.
无论我在捆锁中是在辨明证实福音的时候都是这样,
this is true whether I'm in chains or defending the gospel.
在辨明证实的福音的时候就是表示在前线打战传福音,
defending and confirming the gospel means fighting in the front lines for the gospel.
在捆锁当中就是被下到监牢很安静很独居独处的时候,
being in chains means being in prison in when he is quiet.
不管我在什么样的情况, 你们都是在我心里面,
regardless of the circumstance, the Philippians were in Paul's heart.
真的爱是没有时间空间的分别,
in love, there is no difference of time or space.
我们常常会发现哦, 很多人上班几年以后就想要做老板,
many people like to become their own bosses after working for a while.
做老板有他的好处,
of course, there are certain advantages.
就是你很自由可以自己安排时间,
because you have a lot of free time.
但是做老板跟当雇员有一个不同的地方,
but there's a difference between being your own boss and being an employee.
这个当雇员就是时间一到东西收好你回到家里面都不要想,
as an employee, when it's time to go home, you just pack up and go home.
我记得我们教会一个弟兄在当主管,
we have a manager in church.
他说他有一次把他的雇员训了一顿,
a brother who's a manager who said that he once scolded his employees.
5:30
At 5:30, it was time to go home.
他5:00已经桌子都收拾干净了,
But his employees already cleaned their desks at 5.
就开始聊天,
and started chatting and reading the papers.
这个就是雇员的心态啊,
that is the heart of an employee. They work because they have no choice.
好, 为的是要谋生,
they want to only earn a living.
但是很少老板是这样的,
but very few employers do that.
有一天你当老板,
when you become your own boss,
可能你回到家里面, 你睡在船上, 你的心还一直在想,
even when you go home, while lying on the bed, you'll think about your business.
这件事情怎么做, 那件事情怎么处理?
How can I manage this, or how can I take care of that?
因为这是你的公司。
Because you own this business.
你跟他的公司心是连在一起。
Your heart is one with the business.
你爱你的公司。
You love your business.
你希望他成长。
You want your business to grow.
所以我们对信徒也是这个样子。
This is true with our brothers and sisters.
如果我们真的爱一个人,
if we truly love someone,
没有时间限制的,
we will not tell time.
有时候我们常常发现说, 有时候即使说放假,
even during vacations,
你走到很远的地方,
you travel a long distance,
你还是会想念到, 诶, 哪一个信徒怎样,
you still miss certain brothers and sisters and wonder how they're doing.
切不断,
you cannot cut off that relationship.
不是说我想念八个钟头, 哦, 时间到了, 再来我不想了。
You do not remember brothers and sisters only 8 hours a day.
有时候你看, 我们到公司里面上班,
when you go to work,
你还是会想念你的孩子啊,
you still miss your children.
所以有时候趁着空闲打个电话, 好不好?
So during your breaks, you call your kids.
因为有爱在哪里?
This is because you love them.
切不断的,
that cannot be stopped.
因为保罗对腓立比教会有爱,
because Paul loved the Philippians.
所以在监牢里面呢, 他也在想念,
so even in prison, he missed them.
这是切不断的,
that feeling cannot be stopped.
那我们对教会的圣工也是这样,
the same is true for our for church work.
如果我们真的爱教会,
if we truly love the church,
切不断的,
that feeling cannot be stopped.
不是说来到教会里面, 我才想教会圣工怎么做,
you do not only think about church work when you arrive at church.
当你在家里面,
even at home,
甚至你在工作场所,
even at your own work,
有时候你都会想起教会的工作来,
you will think about church work.
有一阵子我听一个弟兄在讲,
a brother was sharing this.
他在一个公司已经做到相当高的主管,
he had been a high position manager.
有一阵子他甚至想说, 我很想出来当传道,
for a while he wanted to be a preacher.
我问他说为什么?
I asked him why.
他说我有时候我在上班的时候也是想起教会的事情,
he said even at work he would think about church work.
那想到有时候会掉眼泪下来,
and he would cry.
所以他很想说, 能够不上班啊, 来做圣工最好,
and he longed to work for a church full time.
真的他有爱神的心,
he had the love of God in him.
所以他在负担, 他在做那一段做教会负责人的时候, 圣工一直在发展,
so while he was a church board member, the church thrived.
因为有爱在那个地方, 就有神同在,
because there is love, God was there.
神就是爱,
God is love.
如果每一个人啊, 昼夜都是在想念神的工作,
if we are all thinking about the work of God day and night,
就是因为神的爱充满, 你才会这样想,
that is because we are filled with the love of God.
神在那个地方, 圣工就会发展,
when God is present, then the church work will thrive.
保罗在监牢里面啊, 他说, 我常常, 你们常常在我心里面,
Paul says, you are always on my heart.
基督的心在里面,
because the love of Christ is in him.
砍不断, 剪不断的,
it cannot be stopped or severed.
超越时间, 超越空间的,
it goes beyond time and space.
今天我们需要就是有这个爱充满在我们里面,
that is the love we need in our hearts.
所以我们对众圣徒对主的工作, <coughs> 常常去思想,
let us always think about the saints and the work of God.
那保罗离开腓立比已经这么远了,
Paul had been away from Philippi for so long.
他要怎么样真的去爱腓立比教会?
And he was so far from them, how could he love them?
彼得在彼得后书里面讲我们信仰要追求,
Peter tells us in 2 Peter to seek progress in our faith.
他说有信心要加上德性,
he said with faith we need to add to it virtues.
有德性要加上有知识,
and with virtues we need to have knowledge.
这样一直在追求,
and so on and so forth.
那最后什么, 要追求什么?
What is the ultimate goal?
要有爱众人的心,
love for all mankind.
那我们就想,
so let's think,
到底我们怎么样爱众人?
How can we love all?
圣经的教训说我们要爱众人,
the Bible teaches us to love all men.
那我们要怎么爱众人?
How can we love all men?
你把你生活费拿来教会大家发, 一个人得不到几块钱的,
Even if you distribute your salary to everyone in church, not everyone would not give very much.
所以这变成不可能啊。
So it's not practical.
好，请问如果我们爱教会的众人，我们有没有每一个人跟他们问安？
If you truly love everyone in church, do you greet everyone in church?
也没有啊。
Probably not.
我们有时候一个礼拜又来教会聚会。
When we meet at church once a week, we only get to greet a few people.
如果我们真的爱教会的信徒，我们有没有办法每一个人帮他做事情？
If we truly love our brothers and sisters in church, can we help them, help everybody to handle their daily business?
也是没有啊。
It's not possible.
那请问圣经里面说我们要爱众人要怎么去做？
So when the Bible tells us to love all men, how can we do it?
保罗在这个地方说,
According to Paul,
好，我们看腓立比书第一章,
Philippians chapter 1,
第九节,
verse 9,
好，我所祷告的就是要你们的爱心在知识和见识上多而又多, 第十节,
10,
使你们能够分别是非, 做诚实无过的人, 直到基督的日子, 十一节,
11,
并靠着基督结满仁义的果子, 并叫你荣耀称赞归于神。
And this is my prayer, that your love may abound more and more in knowledge and depth of insight, so that you may be able to discern what is best and may be pure and blameless until the day of Jesus Christ, filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes to Jesus Christ, to the glory and praise of God. Paul was filled with the love of Christ toward the Philippians. He was so far from them, how could he love them?
第九节就是他的祷告。
Verse 9 tells us that he prayed for them.
所以我们有没有办法爱教会每一个人?
Is it possible to love everyone in church?
绝对可能。
It is possible.
怎么爱他们?
How can we love them?
用从属灵的方式来讲。
We must do so spiritually.
为每一个人代祷。
Pray for every one of them.
有时候我们常常听人在讲, 好像我没有什么可以祷告。
Some people say, I don't have much to pray about.
所以一天要祷告半个钟都很难了。
So it's hard for them to pray half an hour a day.
什么都好啊。
Because they are doing fine.
身体健康,
they are healthy.
事业顺利,
they are prosperous.
家庭圆满,
they have a good family.
跪下来不晓得祷告什么,
when they kneel down, they don't know what to pray.
但是如果我们要爱教会的信徒,
but if we love the brothers and sisters in church,
一天半个钟头不够的,
half an hour a day is not enough at all.
你现在就想想看,
just imagine,
教会有几个慕道者,
how many true seekers are there in church?
你要一个一个为他们祷告,
if you pray for each of them,
要祷告到什么程度呢?
To what degree should you pray?
祷告到你觉得心里很平安。
You should pray until you feel at peace.
你真的在神面前为他祷告到你心里放心。
You feel that you have entrusted them to God.
然后你再为第二个祷告。
Then you pray for the next person.
然后再看我们教会的信徒。
Then consider the brothers and sisters.
有几个已经受洗, 现在也没有来教会。
How many of them have been baptized but have not come to church?
那你要一个一个为他祷告。
You need to pray for each of them.
祷告你觉得你心里面放心了。
Pray until you feel at peace.
然后你再进行第二个。
Then you move on to the next
person. 然后我们再来想。
Then think again.
我们教会常常来聚会的信徒, 有几个人有问题?
Among those who always come to church, how many of them have problems?
有的人家庭问题, 有的人灵性问题。
Some have family problems, some have spiritual problems.
他们需要人帮助。
They need help.
一个一个为他们祷告。
Pray for each of them.
那如果真的我们用爱心为每一个人祷告,
if we pray for each one with love,
一天一个钟头是不够的。
Even an hour a day is not enough.
所以有一个传道说, 他祷告是分区啊。
Preacher says he prays by district.
今天好，如果Pacifica来讲，今天大概为Berkeley那个地区祷告。
For example, in Pacifica, you will pray for the Berkeley district today.
明天为教会区祷告。
And tomorrow, you pray for another district.
祷告不完的。
You will have not enough time to pray.
所以保罗很爱腓立比教会, 所以这最后就说我为你们祷告。
Paul loved the Philippians, and he showed it by his prayer.
今天就是我们爱别人的一个重要的方法。
That's an important way for us to love.
那他祷告什么?
What did he pray?
我们看这个保罗祷告, 他说, 让你们爱心在知识上、见识上多而又多。
Paul prayed that their love may abound more and more in knowledge and depth of insight.
在保罗的书信里面, 他说有很多的祷告。
Paul mentions many of his prayers in his epistles.
以弗所书, 腓立比书, 哥罗西书, 都有很多的祷告。
In Ephesians, Philippians, and Colossians.
我们看保罗的祷告里面很少关于日用的饮食。
We notice that Paul's prayers rarely concerned daily provisions or necessities.
这个不是说日用的饮食不重要。
This does not mean that daily necessities are not important.
因为如果我们从圣经整体来看,
when we consider the Bible as a whole,
我们跟神的关系是本,
our relationship with God is the foundation.
日用的饮食是末,
our daily necessities come later.
如果这个本抓住了,
if we hold on to the principle,
你的工作, 你的家庭, 你很多日用的饮食, 神自然会照顾了。
If we, then God will take care of the rest.
因此这个本要先追求。
So we need to seek what is the fundamental.
就是美好的灵性。
Which is having a spiritual, good spirituality.
灵性美好, 跟神关系好, 神的恩典用不完。
If you have a good relationship with God, you will have so much of God's blessings to enjoy.
因此我们看保罗为他们代祷, 很少提到身体上的, 生活上的需要。
That's why Paul rarely prayed for the physical or material needs of the believers.
都是为着他们灵性上的需要在祷告。
He always prayed for their spiritual needs.
因为这是根本。
Because that is the root.
今天我们为人祷告也是常常要从他的根本下手。
So today when we pray for others, we need to start with the root of the problem.
你看如果一个人身体体质很强,
if a person is very healthy and strong,
不容易生病,
and he doesn't get sick,
你如果体质弱,
but if you don't have a good body,
很多问题就一直跑出来,
you get all kinds of symptoms,
从头到脚问题都会跑出来,
from your head to your toes.
所以你身体有问题, 你可以针对那个问题来解决,
you can target the problem in your health.
但是最根本的还是他整个体质要改变,
but you need to address the root of the sickness.
跟这个一样,
that's the same logic.
人的灵性是最关键的。
Our spiritual life is the root.
灵性如果好,
if we have a good spiritual life,
很多生活的一些小问题哦, 自然靠神可以解决,
then other superficial problems can be resolved.
灵性如果不好,
if our spirituality is not
很多问题又一直跑出来,
good, then many problems will surface.
人际之间的问题,
our problems with other people,
还有其他很多问题会一直跑出来,
and all kinds of other problems will surface.
因此保罗在这里为地方祷告, 就是为他们灵性祷告。
Paul therefore prayed for their spiritual lives.
这里说要你们的爱心在知识和见识上多有二有又多。
He prayed that their love may abound more and more in knowledge and depth of insight.
他为腓立比教会的信徒祷告, 你们要有爱心要增加。
Paul prayed that their love may abound.
但是爱心要在知识和见识上增加。
But this love must be abound in knowledge and depth of insight.
为什么要这样祷告?
Why did he pray like this?
因为爱心如果没有知识跟见识,
without knowledge and depth of insight,
有时候我们的爱心并不能够真的带给人在属灵上的帮助跟造就。
Our love cannot build up others in the spirit.
我们先来看, 提摩太前书第一章。
Let's read 1 Timothy chapter 1.
提摩太前书的第一章,
1 Timothy chapter 1.
第五节,
verse 5.
但命令的总归就是爱, 这个爱是要从清洁的心和无愧的良心, 无畏的信心生出来的。 这个地方说, 命令的总归就是爱。
The goal of commandments is love.
这个爱是从清洁的心出来的。
Which comes from a pure heart.
就是, 它的动机很纯。
It has a pure motive.
没有隐藏的动机。
It has no deceit.
没有自私的目的。
It has no selfish intention.
就是完全为着别人好。
It is purely for the good of others.
清洁的。
It is pure.
那这个清洁的心呢, 要经过真理来洁净。
And this pure heart must have been purified by the truth.
所以我们在世界上常常听人讲, 放长线钓大鱼, 抛砖引玉, 这个都有问题的。
People like to go out of their ways for self-interest.
你做给人一点爱心, 为的是将来, 我对你有一点盼望。
Some people do charitable work in order to expect something in return.
这个就不纯了。
That is not pure heart.
所以这个爱要纯, 要经过真理的洁净, 彼得前书里面讲。
So for love to be pured, we need to be purified by the word of God.
因此说爱心要在知识和见识上多, 就是要洁净。
So for the love to abound in knowledge and depth of insight means
没有目的的, 就是为你好, 就这样而已。
That love must be purified. It is purely for the good of others.
再来说无愧的良心,
it must come from a good conscience.
我们彼此相爱, 有时候, 人跟人交通啊, 就会无所不谈。
When we in our fellowship, we may talk about anything.
但是在无所不谈当中，常常已经种下了将来关系会破坏的一个原因。
But when we begin to talk about everything, then that may sow the seeds of future relationship problems.
谈了很多不应该谈的话。
In other words, we'll talk about things we are not supposed to talk about.
这个就是将来关系会发生问题的地方。
And that will cause potential problems.
因此，这个人有知识，有属灵的知识，我们才知道到某一个界限，你要在那个地方停止。
Only when you have spiritual knowledge will you know where to draw the line.
所以有时候我们常常看到啊，一个家庭搬到一个地方去，一下子跟大家搞得火热，非常要好。
Sometimes you see a family moving to a certain area and they get along with everybody there.
过了不多久不讲话了。
But after a while, they stop talking to everybody.
以前不是同进同出，现在连陌路连打招呼都不打招呼。
In the past, they were so good, but now they did not. They were strangers.
就是过去他们在要好的时候，那个爱本身可能有问题。
This is because their love was problematic.
产生爱的那个心呢，可能有问题。
The motive or the source of their love is problematic.
因为完全在神的诫命范围之内。
If they're always within the commandments of God,
良心没有亏欠。
They will have a clear conscience.
不会发生问题。
There will not be problems.
再来是无畏的信心。
Then it must come from a sincere faith.
主耶稣说：“你把一杯水给小孩子喝，不能不得赏赐。”
Jesus said, "If you give a cup of cold water to one of the least of these, you will not."
第一个，他不会回报。
Lose your reward. The least ones cannot repay you.
第二个，他没有利用价值。
And he has no way for you to profit from.
那你怎么会拿一杯水这么辛苦去拿一杯水给小孩子喝呢？
So why would you give a cup of cold water to him?
因为信心。
It's because of your faith.
我相信神。
You believe in God.
所以我这样做。
That's why you do it.
那这个就是爱的来源。
And that is the source of love.
那世界上的人情有时候不是这样的。
And this is not true for the relationship among people of this world.
人情不是信心出来的。
Those kinds of affections are not from faith.
因此，保罗才为他们祷告。
That's why this is what Paul prayed for them.
你们的爱心要增加。
That their love may abound more and more.
但是要在知识和见识上要多而又多增加。
More and more in knowledge and depth of insight.
那这样啊，你们是非就分得清。
So that they can discern what is best.
不会说一爱下去是非搞不清。
They will not love to the point of not being able to discern right from wrong.
结满仁义的果子。
Instead, they'll be filled with the fruit of righteousness.
能够荣耀神。
To the glory of God.
这就是保罗的祷告。
This was Paul's prayer.